Bus Trip, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Bus Trip by Mina and Anders Nordland. Here we are, sitting on the bus home, a 4-hour boring bus tour, or is it? We flip through a few pictures we took the last time I was here. They're all of me, with the exception of two or three where he and I are together. Pictures from the last time we had sex. Exciting to look at. The ones where I'm playing with myself, or the ones he took as he ran an ice cube over my naked, suntanned body. And not least of all, the pictures where I am coming. While we sit there looking through the images, he starts playing with me. I inch my way forward on the edge of the seat. My short summer dress slides up over my arse. His fingers play along one of my thighs until they reach my wet, slick pussy. I moan slightly as his fingers meet my clit. He plays with it a little before his fingers find their way into the wet, warm hole. I carefully unbutton the dress while staring him deeply in the eyes. My one hand moves to my breast and begins to massage it gently with soft touch. My other hand sets about exploring in his pants, brings out his beautiful stiff cock and carefully strokes it. It's exciting with so many other people around us. I lean forward carefully and place his cock slowly in my mouth. My tongue plays over the head and down the shaft. It reaches his tight balls, and I carefully suck one of them as my tongue passes over it. He groans quietly from my treatment, and I know he likes it. Meanwhile, he has started to carefully massage my G-spot. I feel how his two fingers circle and massage the place where the pleasure is most intense. The waves begin to come. He knows exactly what it takes to make me orgasm the way I want it. But this time we're sitting on a bus surrounded by people, so he is slightly cautious at first, just to see how I react. I love it. I play with his cock and balls some more, so he moans with pleasure. Not much longer until we come now. He continues playing with my G-spot. I feel how his balls tighten even more just as he comes. He sprays all his wonderful semen into my mouth, just as I get off myself. After we have settled down a little, I sit in his lap. He is still hard and stiff, so I slowly lower myself down on his big cock. Many of the passengers are sleeping after a long work day in Oslo, but some are sitting and chatting with one another. Nobody notices what we are up to. This turns me on, so I begin riding him slowly up and down. His cock slides smoothly in and out of me. He puts a hand on my clit and rubs it carefully while I quietly moan. One of the passengers looks back and sees me. Help, I think. Now we will be found out and thrown off the bus. But I manage to keep a straight face, so she looks forward again. I ride him faster and feel him growing inside me. He massages my clit fast and I come. Right afterwards, I feel him jet his wonderful hot cum deep inside me. I groan loudly when I feel him pulsing deep inside. I sit completely quiet and feel him shrink slightly before he slides out of me. Oh, what a wonderful experience.